Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, today we're shifting gears a bit, taking a look at something really quite charming. Yeah,
Oh.
it's a piece called Funny Flowers Bloom. It's all about this little town, Petal Pop, and specifically Granny Petunia's garden.
Right, Petal Pop. I remember reading that one. A very whimsical source. It talks about spring there taking a very unusual turn, doesn't it?
Totally unexpected. You've got your normal spring flowers, the tulips, the daisies, roses, all that stuff.
Ish, usual suspects.
Exactly. But this year, Granny Petunia finds her flowers. Well, they've started telling jokes.
Jokes. Seriously.
Yes, like the source quotes her initial reaction, just completely stunned, like, what in the world?
I mean, you would be, wouldn't you? Imagine finding your rose cracking wise.
Right. And the source goes into how each flower kind of developed its own comedic style.
Oh, yeah, like Rosie the Rose. Apparently, she just giggled uncontrollably at the word prickle.
Simple pleasures. And then there was Daisy the Drama Queen.
Ah, yes, the knock knock jokes. Very loud, very theatrical, apparently.
Definitely a performer. But my favorite has to be Stan the Sunflower.
With the sunglasses.
With the sunglasses, doing stand-up comedy routines specifically for the bees.
That's just brilliant. A whole garden full of little comedians.
It really is. And, at first, the town loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I feel like you can see why. The source says people traveled from all over, really, just to hear these funny flowers, pure novelty.
It was this big, joyful event, a real sensation for Petal Pop.
But there's always a but, isn't there?
There usually is.
Yeah.
The thing is, while it was magical at first, all that nonstop giggling and joking, it started causing problems.
Right, that's an interesting angle. Like, even too much of a good thing can be disruptive. The source gives examples, doesn't it?
It does. Pretty funny ones, actually. The mailman, apparently overcome with laughter, just slipped and fell.
Oh, dear. And wasn't there something about a squirrel?
Yes. The poor little guy got so confused by the constant noise, he completely forgot where he'd buried his nuts.
Classic. Chaos in the garden.
Total chaos. And then the final straw, I guess, was Granny Petunia herself. She was so distracted, she accidentally planted her own socks instead of seeds.
Planted her socks. Okay, yeah.
That's when she apparently said, okay, maybe we need a little quiet time.
Understandable. You can't have squirrels losing their minds and people planting laundry. So she needed a solution.
And she found quite a clever one, actually. According to the source, she worked out a schedule with the flowers.
A schedule for joking.
Pretty much. Like, gentle giggles were okay in the mornings, pun practice in the afternoons.
Practice. Love it.
And then, importantly, silent stretching in the evenings. Time to wind down.
And the flowers agreed.
Seems so. The source even quotes them saying, even funny flowers need their beauty rest.
That's fantastic. Finding that balance, you know? Not stopping the fun, just managing it.
Exactly. And it didn't stop there. Granny then had this idea to create joke seeds.
Joke seeds, so other people could grow.
Chuckling chrysanthemums. Yeah, she shared them at the town market so the joy could spread, but in a more controlled way. Little pockets of laughter around town.
That's a really thoughtful way to handle it, sharing the joy responsibly.
So when you step back from the silliness of it all, what are the takeaways here?
Well, the source seems to suggest a few things. Firstly, that initial burst of shared laughter really did connect the community. It brought people together.
Yeah, that initial novelty.
Right. But it also shows how being different, like joke-telling flowers, is actually a gift, something unique to offer.
And maybe that joy, that gift, is best when it's shared thoughtfully, not just constant noise.
Precisely. It's about finding that rhythm between shared experience and individual peace, I suppose. The schedule, the seeds that fostered a more sustainable kind of community joy.
Yeah, managing the bloom, so to speak. It wasn't about silencing them, just tuning the volume.
Makes you think, doesn't it? How unexpected things can teach us about connection.
Absolutely. It's a lighthearted story, obviously. Maybe talking flowers are normal in spring, according to this source.
Yeah.
But the ideas underneath,
They resonate.
they do. So maybe something for you, the listener, to consider. What unexpected bloom, what little bit of surprising joy could you maybe cultivate in your own life?
And how could you share it in a way that connects but doesn't, lead to planting socks?
Exactly. Finding that sweet spot, something to think about.